Next month, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department will begin equipping every officer with a body camera. The deployment will be completed sometime this fall. Chief Rodney Monroe hopes the cameras will help build public trust in the city's police force. Building that trust, however, may depend on how and when the cameras are used and who has access to the videos they record. Yesterday, we reported on how body cameras are used on patrol by Greensboro Police, who have had the camera since 2013. Today, we focus on the issues of privacy, accountability, and fears body cameras are just another form of police surveillance. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Here's one thing that may surprise you about police body cameras. They're already being used by Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police. That's what Major Stephen Willis told the Charlotte City Council last month.
Our current body-worn camera deployment, in August of 2012, we acquired 16 units for our motorcycle unit.
How that footage is used? That's something we can't verify or even question. The CMPD repeatedly declined interview requests for this series. In reference to body cameras, Chief Rodney Monroe told the council they were one of his top priorities.
When you start talking about the trust within the community, in order for us to do a whole lot of other things, we have to continue to build upon that trust.
And that's one of the promises of police body cameras, building trust by documenting whenever the police interact with the public. But there are potential problems as well. When you equip an entire police force with body-worn cameras, you end up with a lot of footage.
It's an astronomical amount.
Sergeant Stephanie Martis runs the body camera program for the Greensboro Police.
The last time I looked at how much data we've used, it ranges somewhere between 18, 19 terabytes that we've downloaded so far and counting.
For reference, that's between 18 and 19 million megabytes of audio and video recorded and stored by the Greensboro PD in just 2 years. Greensboro has roughly 500 body cameras. When fully deployed, Charlotte will have some 1,400.
Certainly, Charlotte is on a scope and scale that's a little bit different than the rest of North Carolina.
That's Chris Brook, legal director for the North Carolina branch of the ACLU.
To a lot of the public, when they hear about this, they think of, like, okay, now everything that I do when I step out in the public is going to be captured by some police surveillance.
Now, before you say, well, sure, the guy from the ACLU will be against more cameras in the hands of police, know this.
We think that they have the potential to be a very good thing.
Depending on how they're used. These recordings are digital, stored in computers, and like all data, they have the potential to be mined. That worries Brooke.
So, you know, that video needs to be retained by the police for a very limited period of time. And it needs to be used only for very limited purposes.
And not used to, say, track who attends a political rally. Charlotte PD plans on keeping their videos for 45 days, unless they're part of a criminal investigation or civilian complaint. Greensboro keeps all of their videos indefinitely. It's better to be safe than sorry, says Sergeant Martis.
There is no case law right now because it's, you know, we are the trailblazers for body-worn cameras. So we are creating policy and laws as we speak.
But perhaps the biggest question about body cameras and the footage they record revolves around just who can view those videos.
There's naturally a lot of heartburn of citizens not being able to access the video.
Under current North Carolina statutes, videos and audio recorded by police are not public records. There are exceptions to those rules, but they're rare and largely left up to the discretion of the police.
I got my video camera rolling on it.
So while Greensboro PD has released body camera footage of a bear in a neighborhood.
Oh, he's cool. He's going to get ready to go up that tree, I believe.
Their hands, they say, are legally tied on more controversial recordings. And Sergeant Martis of Greensboro PD says she understands how that can frustrate the public.
You know, when you have officer-involved shootings or a controversial incident that happens, you know, naturally citizens want to be able to view that. But we're in a position to where we have to go by the letter of the law.
Have you had one of those situations yet?
Absolutely.
One such situation took place on March 25th of last year. The first call to 911 was made at 4:29 p.m.
It's a little Philippine woman. She's not right. She's chasing her mother down with a meat cleaver.
Police arrive 5 minutes later. Then another call to 911.
Get in here. I just heard gunshots outside my property. Get in here.
Yes, ma'am. We have officers on the way out there.
The woman with the knife was 47 years old, spoke little English, and had a history of mental illness. She reportedly charged the officer. She died after being shot multiple times. This entire encounter was captured by a body camera. Investigations by the city and state both found the officer acted appropriately. The woman's mother reportedly told investigators, "Don't blame the officer." But the family wants to see the body camera footage. So far, the Greensboro Police Department has denied that request, again, citing current North Carolina laws. And that is where the promise and problems with police body cameras come into conflict. If the police feel unable or are unwilling to release footage to the public, even in cases where officers are deemed to have acted appropriately, what will they do in cases where officers are at fault? Greensboro PD and the ACLU are working together to craft policies to walk the line between privacy and access. But for those policies to really take hold, the General Assembly needs to codify them into state law. As for Charlotte, the police department here was granted a special exemption which dates back to 1997. That's when dashboard cameras were first installed. This is what Major Stephen Willis told the city council.
Our current in-car policy allows us, if you allege a complaint against an officer associated with a traffic stop, you have an opportunity to come in and sit down with that supervisor and review that video. We intend to move forward in that same direction with body camera video.
But that waiver, it's only for dash cam footage. They'll now have to apply for a new waiver for body cameras, which means it's again up to the General Assembly. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.